I'd like to call our monthly Public Works Committee meeting to order. So the first order of business is roll call. Do we have all our committee members present? It appears as though...
Chairman Grady, I think the only one we're missing is Supervisor Berg, and he was excused. He sent a note to us he wouldn't be able to make it tonight.
Appears as though we have all present except for Supervisor Berg. Approval of the minutes from a previous meeting. I trust you had the ability, the time to take a look at those minutes. If you had that, entertain a motion to approve. Supervisor Nudo.
Yeah, I have a comment or whatever it is. It shows that I was absent. I tried to call quite a few times that day. In fact, I talked to someone. I was trying to call Ray, the office, not get any answer. Then somebody answered, and they said they were from the Iowa department. And I said, they transferred, you know, I dialed direct your line. And they said, I don't know anything. I'm not going to of anyone. And I believe the Supervisor Rodriguez also mentioned that I was having problems connecting and I couldn't get hold of anybody from IT. Actually, I had brought in my computer to be fixed. Sorry. They said they were going to fix it. I did not have to bring it in. And they never called me that it was done. 2 weeks later, I just opened it up and I see they sent me a message that the computer was done. They didn't even call me. I mean, my computer is not working. How am I going to check to do it? But I tried to call many, many times.
Any other comments related to the minutes of approval? So we have a motion to approve. Who made the motion?
Motion to approve.
Supervisor Palmville. Second by? Second by Supervisor Franco. All those in favor of approving?
I got a comment on that. Are we going to change my from absent to excused, or we're going to leave it as it is?
Here is my feeling on the matter. You know, we live in a pretty technologically connected society. So the people that we primarily responsible for any committee member not being able to attend meeting would be myself and Vice Chair Franco. So whether it's cell phone, whether it's email, whether it's whatever it is, it's your responsibility to make that communication and to get it done. So I think in this particular case, we can make the amendment for Supervisor Nudo to be excused, but in the future, please have the ability to make that communication. Further questions or comments? Motion on the floor to accept the minutes has been made and seconded. All those in favor, say aye.
Does that include the amendment then? Does it need to be amended?
The amendment, correct.
Okay.
So let's do this correctly. I would seek an amendment from the committee for Supervisor Nudo to be registered as excused for this past meeting. Would someone care to make that motion?
I'll motion to approve.
Second.
Would you care to second that?
Second.
Supervisor Rodriguez. Any discussion on this? If not, all those that are in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None. So we have the amendment that is being passed. Now we should make the vote on the minutes as amended.
Motion.
All those in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, we have our minutes approved. I think the next item on our list is the chairman, committee members, supervisors, youth and governance comments. I myself have no particular pertinent comments, but any committee members who have something to say, please raise your hand. Supervisor Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Great to see everybody again. It was great to see everybody at Supervisor Belsky's committee last week. I just wanted to make comment that doesn't need to be addressed right away, but I'm curious as to where we are with the railroad crossings that we spent quite a bit of time passing resolutions back when we were still meeting in person in the village and town of Summers. I know we had to redo those a couple of times. So just curious where we are with that. And then to Clement, again, I think I say this at every single meeting. You and I talk all the time because I hear from community members there's something wrong with the highways, but your department is great. You guys work fabulous. Most recently with a business owner that was been affected with Highway S. Clement, I want to say thank you on behalf of the business owners and myself for taking the time going out there, meeting with them, and making sure that improvements were made as to ease the effects of the construction on their business. So, again, like every meeting, you run a fabulous department. Thank you, Clement.
Any further committee member comments? Youth and governance, any comments? Seeing none, we can move on to citizens' comments. Have we any citizens in the gallery here who would like to speak? Have we any, Wendy, citizens' comments that have been communicated to Public Works?
None.
Very well. Seeing none, then we can move on. It appears as though the next item on our order of business here is Mr. Obongwa to talk about highways. Clement?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll start with the resolution in front of you, which is to approve the appointment of Aziz Al-Sagay to serve on the Kenosha County Traffic Safety Commission. Aziz's resume is attached, and he's present here today. If anybody has questions, he's here to answer them. If not, we recommend the approval of that resolution.
Motion to approve.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed?
Yeah, I wanted to make a comment.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment on that too, if I can.
You may.
Okay, my comment is I'm going to vote against this appointment. It has nothing to do with Mr. Aziz, I don't mispronounce your name, but everything is to do, which I made a statement that was almost at the beginning of this term, that anybody disappointed by the county executive, I'm going to vote no. So I will keep on doing that, so it's nothing personal against the appointee.
Duly noted. Any other discussion on this particular appointment? Seeing none, take a vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? So let the record record that the committee voted majority to approve with dissension by Supervisor Nudo. Thank you. Welcome aboard. I think we're on now to the County N speed study report.
Yep. So in front of you, as part of the package, was a comprehensive speed study on County Trunk Highway N between State Trunk Highway 45 and County Trunk Highway MB. So 128th Avenue. The comprehensive study indicates that the 55 miles per hour speed limit should be maintained. However, also this engineering staff made some recommendations to improve improvements required to be made in order to enhance safety, which will be following up after this report has been reviewed and vetted by this committee. I don't know if anybody have any question regarding that.
Let's just get a little bit of background. What was the nature, what was the reason for the County Highway N speed study in the first place? How'd that come about?
Yeah. Typically, speed study is requested by the local community. And if citizens are concerned about speeding, they are allowed to go to their local municipality, like the village or the town or the city, and the city will pass a resolution requiring us to perform a speed study. And based on that speed study, we'll determine whether reducing the speed limit or increasing the speed limit, as the case may be, is warranted or not. In this particular case, some of the citizens were concerned about speeding on N, and so they took it to the town board, and the town board passed a resolution which triggered this particular study. And so that was why we did this one.
So in this case, it's the which municipality?
Town of Paris.
Very well. Continue. So that's it. That was the genesis of the
report. Right.
I see this is quite a lengthy documented report, so I think, as Mr. Oblongwa has stated, after all the studies were done, they recognized, Highway Department recognized, that there were some improvements that could be made, but is it fair to say that it didn't pass warrants for actual speed reduction? Is that the technical interpretation, or is it something else?
Correct, based on the study.
So I think that kind of encapsulates where we're at. Four committee members, questions on this particular item on County N that we need to talk about and discuss. Supervisor Rodriguez.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Did the study identify, I'm looking at the summary here, what may be causing recorded accidents? It's above average for similar corridors throughout the states, but it doesn't appear to be speed related.
Correct. Yeah, most of the crash is based on the crash data that is also attached. Indicates that most of the crashes were caused by maybe inattentive driving, inclement weather, people driving off or hitting a deer, and only one speed-related crash was identified.
Thank you.
Any other committee members having comments on this particular item? Seeing none, entertain a motion to approve. Supervisor Nudo makes
second.
Motion approved. Second by Supervisor Belsky. Further discussion? None. All those in favor say, excuse us. Supervisor Rodriguez.
I'm sorry, what are we approving, I guess is my question. Just accepting that report?
Approving the County N speed study report. We're giving our committee approval to that.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay, so we're at the point where all those in favor of agreeing with the recommendations being made by administration say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, committee approves. Thank you. Would you like to carry on with your division report, Clement?
Sure. Before I carry on with my report, I just want to respond to Supervisor Rodriguez's comment regarding the railway crossing.
Yes.
The railroad, after the decision was made, it was determined that the railroad will be supposed to be repaired by the railroad company on or before September. I don't have the exact dates, and we just have to wait for that date to expire before we can raise any issue. However, staff is continuously contacting the railroad company and the railroad commissioner office.
Well, to be clear, are we talking about railroad crossings in the village of Summers?
Correct.
And which crossings specifically are we speaking of?
I think the one just east of H, I think. I'm not sure. I can't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah, it is the one east of H. I believe it's Canadian Pacific is the one that's...
Yeah.
Is that the one you're referring to, Supervisor Rodriguez?
It is, and a follow-up question would be, do we expect them not to do this then, and then having to go on to a further step?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, well, we would hope not.
We'll hope this
is like pushing a string uphill when it comes to the railroads, but we've done all the formal processes with the, to the point it went to a full hearing before the Railroad Commission Tribunal, and they issued an order that, like Clement said, I think they have till September 1st, I think is what it is, of this year to make the repairs, which that was, edict came down last, probably about September. They gave them a year, I think, to get it done. I don't know what the repercussions are if they don't do it, but they have indicated that they are going to do it, and I believe they've even mobilized some of the materials needed for the repair, I think.
Yeah,
but I'm not 100% sure of that.
I'll follow up with you later. I don't have that detail for you.
Thank you.
So just to put it in perspective, some railroads are better than others, but in many cases they drag their feet and they procrastinate as long as they possibly can. The question for Radio City to know the answer to this, Clement, if the commissioner makes a ruling and says that they must fix it by such and such a date, and the railroad does not comply, are there teeth, are there fines or penalties that the railroad is subjected to, or how does that work?
This is our first time. I'm hoping that there will be some consequences. That consequences, I do not know.
So we're not sure?
Not sure, exactly.
Very good. Any further comments on this before we have Clement proceed with his division report? Seeing none, go ahead, Clement, proceed.
The month of April was quite good for us. We accomplished a lot. We got all the trucks and the heavy equipment, we got them all set up for summer operations. And we've already started our summer operations by preparing the roads, the highway sections that we'll be paving for 2021. And so in the next, hopefully by mid-May, the actual paving will start. I will keep this committee updated as we progress this with our paving operations for 2021. In addition to the preparation for paving, we continue with our routine maintenance, which is usually the crack sealing, shouldering, and all those normal routine things that we do every day in order to keep the county clean and our highway serviceable. For county projects, County Trunk Highway S, I would like to report on phase one and phase two as one project because the activities are exactly similar. And so whatever I report on phase one is exactly what is happening on phase two. The contractor is fully engaged in removing the asphalt, the existing asphalt for westbound lanes, and he's crushing them, and he's then laying the base of the eastbound lanes. If you drive through the project right now, you will notice that the alignment for both westbound and eastbound lane is almost formed. And you can really see how the project is going to look like without the asphalt, but you're beginning to see how the project is forming. So I'll encourage everyone, if you have time, you can drive through the project area. And most important thing for us, if you see something that we need to fix, please do not hesitate, because sometimes your eyes are better than ours because we just drive through so fast. So if you see anything that is that requires repairs or fixing, please do not hesitate. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank Supervisor Rodriguez because he has been helping us. He helped us with some very delicate issues that if we did not correct it on time, it could have been more disastrous. So we rely on you people to look at some of our projects and tell us what is wrong, because sometimes we just carry on with our daily activities and we don't tend to see those mistakes. The next project is County Trunk Highway F local road projects. This project, 89th Street, is currently closed. Storm sewer and utility work is occurring at the east end of 89th Street, close to County Trunk Highway O, and there's also grading work going on the Carroll Road and Pond Roads. Storm sewer will probably be completed sometime this week. And so far, everything seems to be going according to plan, and we hope that we'll be able to complete this project by mid-August. Sorry, by the end of July, not August. And County Trunk Highway K project, the design is progressing very well. The only update we have is that DNR is reviewing one aspect of the project, which is we are going to be relocating the Pike Creek underneath the road. And so DNR and Army Corps are very keen to see exactly how it's done to make sure that it doesn't impact the spawning for fish. But so far, based on our last meeting, we don't envision any challenges in the near future, and the project is progressing as planned, and we are hoping to complete the design by the end of this year, and construction, of course, will be summer of next year. The bikeway finding sign project, if you remember, we put a hold on this project because there were some things we needed to correct. We've corrected all of those by eliminating some of the items that we needed to. The contractor has resumed work and is hoping to complete this by end of August.
Are they actually removing some of those posts that are not needed or going to be utilized? Is that part of what they're doing currently?
Yes, they are removing some of the posts because it was scaled down a little bit because of some review comments that were coming from us and also from the public. So those poles that we identified that we could remove, they have to remove them already.
Okay. Very well. Thank you.
The County Trunk Highway Y and County Trunk Highway A roundabout in the village of Summers. Again, these are all in the design phase. I keep reporting the same thing every time. The design is progressing. At this time, the plat is almost complete. All it requires is for the plat to be brought to this body and to the county board for review and approval, and so that right-of-way acquisition can begin. And we are hoping to present that plat to this committee in next month's meeting.
So that would go out for a bid conceivably when?
We are shooting for bid maybe by the end of the year.
End of this year?
Yeah. That's what we are hoping. But that process is being controlled by DOT. So I would not be surprised if the DOT says we should do it in February next year. It happens all the time. But it wouldn't change the fact that construction is going to start next year.
That does require a little bit of land acquisition, does it not?
Yeah, it's some reasonable amount. It's not that too much, but I would say it's just enough. Some amount of right-of-way needs to be acquired.
Thank you.
And County Trunk Highway WG Bridge. They just reviewed the design document. DOT just completed the review of the design documents and made some comments. The designer is working on the comments, and so the design is progressing according to plan, and hopefully will be completed by the end of this year. And construction is scheduled for next year as well. County Trunk Highway H, from Illinois state line to 160 feet. As a matter of fact, we had a pre-construction meeting on the 5th. We are actually currently preparing for the public information meeting to make sure that we provide adequate information to the public so that any concerns or any challenges should be addressed. Or if we know issues of special needs for residents, we try to address those before construction starts so that to minimize the impacts of the construction to the public. The public involvement meeting is scheduled on the 19th. I think we've sent out that information, and we encourage everybody to attend. And who knows, you might be, again, our eyes out there. You might see something that needs to be addressed, and we'll need to hear it from you people. Construction is scheduled to start second week of June. And of course, it will be completed by mid-August. Sorry, I keep mixing up the date. It will be completed by September of 2021. County Trunk Highway U and Q intersection. The design is, I know I keep saying the design is ongoing, but the design is technically completed. The only thing that they are working on right now is we had meetings with the residents very impacted by the project, and based on feedback from the comments from the residents, we are making some revisions on the plans to make sure that we accommodate their needs. Other than that, the plan is technically ready for bidding, but we want to make sure that we clean up everything before we even attempt to put it out there for bidding. So we're hoping to bid this project next month, and construction might start as early as July. Again, this all depends on how fast we acquire the right-of-way, because right-of-way acquisition is ongoing as we speak. County Trunk Highway U and C, kind of similar to U and Q. Right-of-way acquisition is ongoing right now. We do not envision any issue with this project. We accept the right-of-way acquisition. If we have issues with it, it's going to slow down the process. So we are keeping our fingers crossed so that everything goes according to plan, and then we'll be able to complete this project by fall of 2021. County Trunk Highway M Bridge reconstruction. And I would like to combine County Trunk Highway M Bridge and MB and N Bridge, because actually we open bids where we are reviewing the documents right now. I think we are actually zoning to actually construct County Trunk Highway N Bridge this year, and probably we're going to construct MB next year, because we don't have enough funds to construct both of them. We are actually reviewing it.
Say that part over again. The County N Bridge next year.
N Bridge will be constructed this year.
This year.
And then MB Bridge will be constructed next year.
Okay. And that's due to the budget?
Due to the budget, how much funds we have in the budget.
Are they much different in their costing process, or are they relatively similar, or what?
Very similar.
Thank you.
On Foxconn and DOT-related projects, County Trunk Highway KR enhancement project from H to 31, the construction of the bridge over the pike is almost complete. The contractor is currently constructing the base of the highway from 31 going east, going west. So between 31 and the pipe bridge, they are now actually laying the base of the highway. Meanwhile, construction of the bridges over the railroad are ongoing, and so there is no traffic allowed on KR. I think all of you must have seen that notice where no traffic except local traffic are allowed on KR. Because of the major grading and base construction that's going on. Again, this project, based on feedback from the construction team, because we can only get feedback from the construction team, based on the feedback, they are on schedule to be completed next year, fall of next year. Highway 50, reconstruction project from 118th to 43rd Street. That project is ongoing. There's major construction really going on right now. Sometimes lane closures, but most part, the traffic has been moved to the center lanes where the newly constructed paved center lanes, and they are working mainly on the outside lanes, no any construction that are outside the lanes. And my guess is that when that is completed, they're going to shift traffic to the outside lanes and then do the construction in the inside lanes. Based on feedback again from the construction team, the project is going according to schedule, and they are hopefully will be completed. This section will be completed by fall of 2022. Still on Highway 50, west of the I, there are a lot of construction projects going out that we are actually confused by the information we are getting from the DOT, partly because some of the projects are not DOT projects, but they are connected to DOT projects, but they are not DOT projects because they are utility work. And so, because we are so much confused with what is happening out there, the county has requested for a coordination meeting, which has been scheduled on Thursday this week. And once we get all that detailed information of how these projects are all occurring and time frame and schedule, then we'll come back and then we'll be able to give you a more defined information regarding these projects because they are all over the place.
So these are a variety of projects on the Highway 50 west of the I.
West of the I.
Going how far west?
All the way to the county limits.
Go to the county line?
Yes. Because part of the project is actually from Lake Geneva in Beaufort County all the way to O.
Okay.
Just to give you an example, we knew that that project was supposed to be constructed this year, and yesterday I was told that, oh, they might construct it next year. They might. I said, that's not information. So I'll be getting detailed information on Thursday, and I'll be able to report on it clearer and better in the next committee meeting.
Very well. Okay.
And I think that is all that I have for report.
We have the closure, which is going to occur at County Highway N, 38th Street S.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to be closed down for a period of, what, 2 weeks?
About 2 weeks, yeah. But S will be open all the way to I-94 because a lot of traffic was coming from N and then connect to S. Actually, 38th Street, not N. So that section, because they need to construct the concrete patch, there's a connection between County Trunk A, 38th Street, and S. That is concrete, which is not asphalt, so we can't just pave it. So they have to construct that concrete section and stop so that when the asphalt comes, they can bridge the asphalt to the concrete. Constructing that concrete is what they're doing right now. And because of the nature of concrete, it requires about 2 or 3 weeks before you can drive on them, so you have to close it for that long length of time. So about 2 to 3 weeks.
So that's specifically the intersection part?
Correct.
Okay. So the balance of County N, if you came from the frontage road, where you came underneath the interstate on N, that would still be open, still be accessible?
Correct. The open that way, it will be closed when that 38th Street is open, because if that section between I-94 and 38th Street was supposed to be closed. But because the 38th Street is closed now, we now thought that it's just better to open it and keep the traffic going. And then while they're working on 38th Street, and when the work is completed and it's open for traffic, then we can then close it back again.
So 38th Street, County S, will remain open the entire time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
It's just the intersection, the jog onto N, which will be blocked off, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I think that does it. And then, when you take a look at the County S project, you know, we're kind of getting our heads and our eyes around the way it's going to be reconfigured, especially as we're looking at the most recent part of it. Do you think that it really will indeed be done by this fall?
County Trunk Highway S? Again, I'm very confident, but I always want to give that possibility that anything can go wrong. The weather can just change. So,
sure.
But if the weather holds the way it is right now, I'm very confident that, yes, they'll be able to complete it this year.
So it's quite a report. A lot of road stuff to be covered. Supervisor Belsky has a question.
Why is County L going to be closed on Monday? It didn't say.
Yeah, that is actually a developer that is connecting a sanitary sewer that is in the center of the road. So it's actually connected with the city, and they just needed our permits for them to be able to connect to the city's system. We are working very hard with them, but it's very difficult for the contractor to keep to our values to inform the public as much as we can. So we are trying to see how we could get them to provide that information to the public as quickly as possible and provide detailed information. And they pledged to do that.
Yeah, the sign is up today, and I got a couple calls on about why it's closing and for how far, you know, what length of it. Is it from 50? What is that, 57th?
Yes, 39th.
59th. Okay, 59th to 39th, or?
The 39th Avenue, I think it just goes up about, I would say about 500 feet west of 39th Avenue.
Okay. And then regarding how Alderman Kangas's issue, is County L restricted from truck driving or truck route? I didn't think so.
No. I don't think so, too. I know, but again, I've been wrong sometimes, but...
Yeah, because I looked, too, and it didn't seem to be restricted, so...
It's not a restricted route.
She needs, I guess, to... We'll follow up on it.
Okay.
Let's I know, Clement, you're looking into that yet.
We
got from her.
Yeah, that one was along E, not on L, though.
Gotcha.
Yes, I'm looking into that, and the issue there is that she says that the traffic is vibrating. She feels the vibration in her house, and she's not very good, too much traffic, truck traffic. And so, again, I will just have to take a look at it, and then we'll just give what we find out when we complete our investigation.
If you could keep me in the loop, I'd appreciate it.
Oh, definitely.
Thank you.
I will not keep you out of it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's go back to County L for just a moment. That closes when?
Monday.
This coming Monday. Okay. And from 59th Avenue...
59th Avenue, about 500 feet west.
500 feet west of 59th Avenue.
To
where?
It's going to close L. From L is closed from 39th Avenue to about 500 feet west of 39th Avenue. And they're going to route traffic from 39th Avenue to, I think, 15th. Place or 15th Avenue or 15th Place, or and then from 15th Place they take it down to 31, and then 31 they can bring it back to L.
So that's a distance about how far? How?
Well, I do not know the exact distance.
I mean, just approximately.
So I was going to say. We just got this notification, I believe, this morning that this is getting closed. That's when I saw it. The first time I heard about it was this morning because it's being generated by a private contractor that I believe is on contract to the developer of that subdivision. There's a new subdivision that's being put in on the southwest corner of 39th and L. And that's what's driving it. But
it's a huge sign.
Yep. But the first that we heard of them needing to close the road to do this utility installation was this morning. So we don't have real good information on that yet. Yeah. The first I saw of it was this morning anyways, Clement, so I assume we got it this morning.
Yeah, we knew they were going to close when they came for the permit. But the contingency on the permit was that for you to close this road, you have to give at least 1 week notice to the public. So they started the one-week notice today, which was good, but the problem was the one-week notice was not that far-reaching, and it's not very clear, like how the county will do it. So that's why we are trying now to see if it could help to bring it up.
And 15th is a residential area, and there's a lot of, I don't know how they're going to get through and go around because it's very curvy.
Either 15 or 14, but I've forgotten the street. There's one street that takes you to 31.
So I think to clarify this, let's, Clement, get the actual detour route that's going to be used and get that to the committee so that then they can explain it if a constituent calls them. So get the actual detour route mapped so it's real clear and easy to understand.
But just in relative terms, you're talking from approximately 59th Avenue to approximately 39th? Is that the...
No. So 39th, and then the next logical street in my mind would be 47th, actually, because that would be the place... I haven't seen the detour map yet, but that would, in my mind, be the logical place to route the traffic. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we'll wait for that. That'll be forthcoming. Supervisor Rodriguez.
So I think what I heard was their permit mandated that they give a week's notice before they shut the road down. They started that notice yesterday.
I saw it today.
And then they're going to shut
today.
The road
this
down
morning was the first
tomorrow?
Next Monday.
It's next week.
Yes.
Next Monday they're shutting it down. Okay.
So they are complying.
Okay.
And are they making any idea of how long the closure will be?
Just after that date. It just said closed Monday the
17th.
It wasn't, that's all it said.
I'll work, again, we are trying to work with them to polish the information. If the county was doing that, we'll do it in a certain way that to make sure it gets it done. I'll get all that information.
So we'll have the information then before we have our next county board meeting, which is a week from tomorrow, correct?
I'll email the information to the
appreciate it. Supervisor Rodriguez.
Never mind.
Okay. We can go on to our next thing. Any other questions or comments for Clement in terms of road projects, construction, things in general? Going once, going twice using governments? Challenging question for Clement? Do it. Otherwise, we're up to, thank you for your report, Clement. Appreciate it. Mr. Mike Schran.
Thank you, Chairman Grady. Is this on?
I believe so.
Okay. I can't tell.
Did you press your button on your...
It's red. It's right here. It's okay. Three projects to report on. First one is KCAB heat pump replacement project, phase three. Submittals have been approved for that project, and the project is set to begin on May 17th. That's next Monday, I believe. We'll finish up on July 16th. Second project is KCDC exterior sealant replacement project. Again, submittals have been approved. Project began on April 19th and will finish up on July 30th. Third project is the KCDC, again, piping coupling replacement phase two project. Submittals have been approved since the last meeting. Project began on 4/13 and will finish up on June 11th.
Questions on any of those particular projects that involve the buildings that we're discussing here? How many phases to KCAP heat pump? It's been going on for a long time.
Yeah, one every year. This is the third year, so one more phase. This is the second floor, and the last phase will be up top on third floor.
Okay. Nothing else in the pipeline? That's it? Downtown campus, I see that they're making some progress with KCAP, and we've got some of the boards down and so forth. We're making progress here, I think. Are you going to talk about that later on, Ray, in your report?
I think Frank's going to touch on that.
Frank's going to talk about it. All right. Nothing else from Mr. Schrant? Thanks, Mike.
Yep.
Mr. Martinelli.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. First item is KCAP.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yep. First item is KCAB Molinaro security modifications, KCAB PSB courthouse windows and door replacements. These are repairs of broken windows. The bid was released on May 5th. The bids are due back on May 25th. And we're targeting getting all those replaced, hopefully by July 15th. Another part of this is the enhanced security transaction windows and doors specifications are in development. We're targeting bid advertisement for August and September, but we're going to be working with each department, the county exec, as far as functionality of all these security enhancements too, so that'll all be vetted through them also. No other questions? We'll go on to the Civic Center campus demolition project. Again, the scope includes the three buildings west of KCAB and to prep the area for the parking lot construction. Cooling waste removal was a low bidder. We're still targeting the project for the demo to start mid-May. In fact, they've got one of their big pieces of construction equipment there parked next to one of the buildings, and hopefully the completion by the end of June. Next item is the Civic Center campus design and construction of the parking lot. Again, we're developing the drawings and specs. The city performed an initial concept review. The certified survey map
was completed to combine the 7 different parcels into 1 parcel. And we're coordinating with We Energies to relocate all the utilities that ran through those parcels. Next item is Kenosha County Detention Center HVAC replacements, phase 1. Very detailed, very in-depth, very technical specifications that our engineer and our HVAC tech, Matt Storino, worked on. We released the bid on May 4th. The bids are due on May 27th, and we're targeting a construction start date of September 15th. The Kemper Water Infiltration Repair Projects, the bid was released on March 26th. We did get the bids back on April 29th. And I can give you an update. We did evaluate the bids, and we awarded the bid to Berglund Construction.
How big a project is that? What type of dollar amount are we looking at there, Frank?
That one, the bid was awarded for $38,900, and that's really to repair the water that's, there's windows on the east side that when the rain drives in from the east are coming in through the windows, and those are the lofts for the lofts they created for the new, mainly artists, they call them artist lofts, but there's other people in there too. And there's an elevator shaft where we're getting water in when it rains, so that's why we got to jump on this.
For that particular space you're talking about, when those lofts were created, were the existing windows retained or were new windows put in?
Okay, so the windows are from the 90s.
Okay, so they're older units. Okay.
Correct.
On to point A, you were talking about administration building lobby security modifications. Just trying to get my head around that. That's still in the design phase. Are we even out for bid on that or no?
On the
point A, administration building lobbies?
No, it's still in specification development. The architect, he was working on several things with the damage repairs and around the campus and the windows, so that transaction window he's working through that specification. Also, because those transaction windows are hardened, it's not just regular glass that you spec out, it's more in depth and technical.
So it's still in the design phase. Who's the architect on that?
Pardon me?
Who's the architect?
CUNY.
I think that satisfies my questions for Mr. Martinelli. Does anyone have questions for Frank? Going once, going twice? Thank you, Frank. Appreciate it. Mr. Matt Collins, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the division report, we'll start with Kemper Center multi-use path. The restoration of the damaged section of the Kemper Center multi-use path from the past January 2020 storm was actually completed internally by our highway division, so special thanks to Clement and his crew, and that was done in late April. For Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park, phase one bids for the development of the West Park Access Road, Honor Plaza, and multi-use trail expansion did come back favorable. The total anticipated project cost is $2.3 million, and construction is actually going to start to occur this week. The contractors are mobilized. We'll start with some tree clearing, brushing along the project site, as well as utility locates. So that project will go on through September of this year. Another item for this park is Paul Schwartz Nursery transplanted 100 oak trees around the Kenosha County Veterans Memorial Park Lake, and this is more on the eastern side of that park, in late April, and this is part of a 43-acre oak savanna restoration effort. for Petrifying Springs Beer Garden. Just as an FYI, that the beer garden officially opened back on the 17th of April for weekend operations. They will be open daily starting on Memorial Day weekend. For Pike River Restoration Phase 2 and the pedestrian bridge replacement, bids for the Phase 2 project were due back on the 27th. And just an update since this report was released is we did award this project to CW Preparo for a total amount of $1,499,525. We have our pre-construction for this project a week from today on the 17th, and from there we'll be moving into mobilization to get that project done this construction season. Pringle Nature Center, as always, you can see the attached reports. South Pike Trail Park operations, we had to seasonally conclude the selective tree clearing and brushing along the South Pike Trail back in April, and we will come back and continue our brushing and clearing of these ditch lines for stormwater management in fall. The trail just got so busy that it was really hard, even though we had it barricaded, that people wanted to go in there, so it was becoming a safety issue for us. And then finally, for UW Parkside, Petrifying Springs Park Trail, permits have been obtained for the multi-use hiking and mountain bike trail expansion and restoration project within the Parkside and Pets Park. Volunteer trail building and sustainable trail building was actually this last Saturday on the 8th. We had volunteers both from the mountain biker group as well as the running community join in that volunteer training. So we're pretty much good to go. That'll be an ongoing effort for this collaborative effort for expansive, comprehensive trail through both properties. So we're pretty excited to be starting that shortly. And that is all I have in my report.
Well, I'll just fill in the last part. Congratulations on seeing this to fruition, Matt. You know, I think the committee can remember we had some rather, shall we say, different points of view discussions in this very room down here when the multi-use trail plan was unveiled, you know, us taking stewardship over some of the Parkside property over there, and the ability to, at least to a certain extent, get these different groups to work together towards a common goal to expand the capability of this beautiful scenic area. I mean, that's really a wonderful job, and it's not well done, but this is kind of like the kickoff to it in my mind, where those trails are actually going to be made better and more accessible to more people. So I think a kudu is done to you and your staff there, so good for you.
Thank you.
Questions or comments from Mr. Collins? Laura.
I know we've had discussion on the Kemper Center and Anderson revetment, and I know it's about $14 million. I'd just like to say I hope that becomes a priority on our next budget cycle.
Thank you.
Supervisor Nudo.
Yeah, I see that the bid for the Kenosha County, the Veterans Memorial Park, was at $2.3 million, something like that. How much was projected before?
We have a total project budget of $2.6 million, so we're right in line with what our anticipated project was.
Actually, it came in about $300,000 less?
Yes.
Okay. And what about the other one? I believe it was for the bridge.
The Pike River restoration, Supervisor?
Yeah.
That we have a total project and a budget of $2 million for that one.
And the bids came in at what, 1.4?
Basically 1.5, if you round up. Yes.
Okay.
Anything else, Supervisor? No.
No.
I will comment that it's my understanding that at Pets, there's going to be some diversity in the beer garden area with food vendors. Do you want to comment upon that a little bit? Or?
Absolutely. And for next month, I plan on giving more information on all of our summer programs, events, activities. But specifically for the beer garden, they're getting back to more of a normal routine with activities on a daily basis almost. Be it trivia or kickball leagues and all that good stuff. But they will also have food trucks on a weekly basis. So they partner with local food truck vendors and some of them are reoccurring on a weekly basis, some others are a variety. We plan on partnering with the Beer Garden for movie nights as well as picnic in the park this year in order to have those food truck vendors as part of our venues too. So it's a win-win that we don't have to provide that concessions. We just support the local businesses, they make a little bit of money, and we create more amenities and services part of our comprehensive events. So it's definitely a good collaboration.
I think we'll all research to see how that plays out and what type of vendors come in, and I think it'll be an attraction in itself where people can actually go to the park and have something different from time to time as opposed to a set menu. So, I mean, that's kind of a cool thing. So I think that's a work in progress yet as well.
Absolutely.
Hello. You have a question, go ahead.
Yeah, I had a couple kind of general ones. What does KCAB stand for?
Kenosha County Administration Building.
Okay, so it's a building. And the other thing is, how do companies bid on projects and why?
So I can answer that. So pretty much any project over $25,000 that we estimate to cost over $25,000 per state statute needs to be the design specifications and engineering details associated with that project need to be put into a bid document that then we advertise through a number of different mediums, and then bidders that are, in our case, typically construction folks that are capable of doing those types of projects, after they review the bids, they then are required to provide sealed bids by a date certain, and then we open those bids up, and we have to go with the lowest bid, but the lowest bid, we have to investigate it to make sure that they've actually met all the qualifications for the project as well as the specifications for specific to the project. And then if the low bid is good, we award that bid and then we start the project.
Okay, so what advantages does that supply to the company? Is it just like recognition or what is it?
The advantage to the company is that they have an opportunity to get some fairly significant projects under their belt, and they bid in a competitive way. That's just how the public, in order to ensure that the taxpayers get the best bang for their buck, the competitive bid process is specified per state statute, and we do everything consistent with that statute. So the companies get work out of it. So the companies are still, there's many companies that only exclusively do public sector work, and some do both public and private sector, but a number of the contractors that we work with exclusively do public sector work because they enjoy and they're good at it. They make money at it. So, okay, thank you.
Okay. Good questions. Thank you. Anything further? I think that wraps up parks then. We're on to golf. Who is handling golf this week?
I'm going to do golf because Dan's got an event out at Brightondale tonight for, I think it's Celebrate Kenosha is the event. So I'll just run through his report. As he indicates, you know, the weather's been pretty darn good, so they've gotten off to a good start. This is the first year, I think Dan indicated, that we've actually sold out both of the spring scramble events. It's pretty rare. Usually we get a pretty good turnout, but we don't usually sell them both out. It's a good sign. League play started the last week in April, first week in May. Got over 600 league players again this year. He's had a number of demonstration days from the equipment brands that we carry, and they've all been fairly decent. If the weather's been good on the weekends when we have them, it's been even better. We're definitely ahead of last year's business levels in terms of revenue that's been generated, but we've been open the entire spring this year, whereas last year we really lost the whole month of March kind of as we sorted out what we were going to do with the COVID situation. We don't anticipate being quite as busy the rest of the year due to more entertainment activities opening up for folks, but I think we're still going to have a pretty solid year as long as the weather cooperates, and so far it has. His employee hiring has really went well because they got started early this year. He's targeting, I think, 5 more employees this month, hopefully, and then they'll pretty much be fully staffed with everything for the summer. Projects that he's working on, the Pets cart path, he'll be working to feather the edges of that cart path. It'll be an ongoing project that'll take probably through the fall to complete because we're just kind of picking away at it as conditions allow. Irrigation startup, he's put more water on the course in April than the previous, I think, decade, he said. So it's, the irrigation system, it's really good that we upgraded that thing about 7 years ago, because it's years like this where it really pays off in terms of being able to maintain good conditions. Fairway restoration, because last year's combination of things created some real challenges for some of the fairways at Brightondale mainly, they've come up with a multi-pronged approach to dealing with that. And one of the key pieces was they put about 2,000 pounds of special formulated grass seed down in the last couple of weeks, in addition to a bunch of other soil and fertilizer and chemical-related things, all designed to get the fairways back up to snuff at Brightondale. But one of the things that is interesting is that the ground is still pretty cool. It's actually not in a prime germination temperature yet. It's still pretty cool. So hopefully we'll get a consistent stretch of warm weather here starting pretty soon, and things will start to look better on the fairways at Brightondale. And that's pretty much it.
Any questions for golf operations? I can just make the comment that at Pets, due to the restoration of the shoulder areas along the cart pass, it is taking quite a bit of time for that to really germinate through the straw and become viable. Driving on it would really kind of not be good for the project. So that's why if your golfers, your constituents ask you, how can I can't drive on the, I can only drive on the cart path? What's the reason for that? It's because those shoulders have to be restored. And hopefully certain areas of the course, maybe they'll make a little bit more allowance as the season goes along. But that's the short answer to the question. Seeing no other questions for golf, move on to your report, if you would, Mr. Arbit.
Sure, just a couple things to wrap up. We bid a few more projects in April, and like March, most of the bids were favorable, but not all of them. Bids for the buildings and facilities type projects, stuff that uses a lot of construction materials, are still pretty challenged. I sent an article to the department a couple weeks ago. I mean, some of the material prices are going up by 40 to 60% per month now. So, so some of those things are, I think, going to continue to be challenged for the foreseeable future. Whereas the civil engineering stuff, the stuff that's mainly grading and moving gravel around, getting the conditions ready to construct either a road or the base of a building, those numbers are coming in pretty good yet. April weather was great. We were able to continue the transition to spring operations, get a jump start on some of the projects. Total number of COVID situations in April continued to trend downward for DPW, though we are concerned about the percentage of employees that may not pursue vaccination. I just actually heard about somebody today that was determined not to get the COVID vaccination, and now they're extremely sick with COVID. So it's a real thing, and we're dealing with it, but hopefully we will not have any significant problems as a result of that. We are going to try to do some informational things with HR to get through some of the myths and disinformation that's floating around out there about vaccinations, so that most of our staff hopefully will be vaccinated, so we don't have to worry about any big events as we move into the latter part of the year. We'll be winding down the Shopko vaccination clinic in May. The last day for a mass clinic is May 22nd, because demand just isn't there at this point, and the public health department is actually doing more focused things. They're working with a lot of the employers locally, as well as other kind of special interests that can have a group of people on site, and they're doing those kind of targeted clinics. They're getting more people vaccinated that way. Seems to be more effective. We're anticipating that the option for courts to schedule jury trials at KCC in the big hearing room will remain in place till July, is what Becky has told me, the clerk of courts. And then at that point, she's anticipating they're going to pull the plug on that. They'll be able to do enough stuff down in the courthouse that they won't need KCC set up for that. KCC is a Kenosha County Center. That's the building out at 45 and 50 where Public Works is located, with a couple other departments as well. We had a kickoff meeting with the Sheriff's Department, Joint Services, and IT staff to begin the design process for the former UW Extension Suite. Initial scope of the project is to renovate the space to accommodate satellite Sheriff's Department functions, expand the backup 911 center for Joint Services, and expand and update IT's main server room for that entire building. We're also going to investigate the feasibility of constructing an elevator access to the second floor as part of this project to see if it's possible. There's about 2,200 square feet of office space up there and about another 1,500 feet of storage space that has technically not been used since 1997 when the building was constructed. So we're going to look to see if that's possible. We're targeting having schematic level plans developed by September 1st so we can get some cost estimates for what the construction would actually cost and include that in the 22 budget. Our summer in DPW is going to be very busy, as you've heard from all the reports here tonight. That's pretty much it.
Any questions for Mr. Arbor? Mr. Rodriguez, go ahead.
Thank you. With the FDA announcing today that the approval of the Pfizer vaccine for adolescents, I believe it was 12 and up, 12 and 15 with this new age group, will the infrastructure still be at the Shopko building should we see a surge in residents bringing their youth to get vaccinated?
Yeah, we're not taking it apart. We're going to keep it. Our lease runs through the end of August. It's $1,000 a month for that lease. So it's not a big expense, so we decided we're going to keep that in case we do need to open that back up for situations that would demand that we have mass clinics. I believe, based on the phone call this morning, that they are going to target doing more stuff at the schools to try to get at the population of kids that are interested in getting the vaccine. So that's going to be a part of their strategy, but we're still keeping that Shopko clinic on at the ready, basically, if we need.
Thank you.
Yeah, as long as you're on the subject of building materials, what are you seeing from your end in terms of road building things, supplies, crushed limestone? Has that gone significantly higher? What's it like from your perspective?
Those are the materials that we are seeing that coming, the price are coming really good. That's what Dave was saying, that the civil side,
right.
The civil side of things, the prices are coming better. Yeah, the only time that we expect to see some high pricing is when you're dealing with things like bridges or steel.
Steel. Right. What about concrete, ready mix? What's that doing?
I don't know on top of my head right now, but
yeah.
We still deal with a lot of concrete, but I know we have the concrete bridge, but I don't know.
Okay.
How can we provide that?
And then the last thing is, we get on the state contract for asphalt, don't we? Asphalt? Asphalt.
Yeah, for asphalt, we do our own asphalt bidding every year. And how did that compare this year, Clement? Put your mic on, too, so.
Yeah.
There we go.
This year, the price was up by $5.
$5 a ton?
Yes.
Okay, I think we're up to speed. Are there any other comments or questions for committee members? If not, I guess we'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you for being here.